Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's Hungary Reports. I'm Hoyne Alkatoğlu bringing you today's news from Hungary. Let's get started. A large number than previously foreseen, 14 Hungarians, have requested evacuation from the war zone in Yemen, said Péter Szijjártó in Barcelona on Monday. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade noted 26 people arrived in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, on Sunday. One of them is pregnant and many are children. They are all doing well. Some of them are already on the way to Budapest. Péter Szijjártó added, as the situation worsens, more and more Hungarians are requesting help.
Contrary to our information yesterday, not six but 14 people are in Yemen who still have to be evacuated. I can't rule out that more Hungarians turn up as the situation worsens, so currently we're working to help 14 Hungarians. Some of them will be able to leave Yemen tomorrow with the help of the International Migration Association.
Ties between the European Parliament and national parliaments have to be tighter than ever in the future. This was one of the things László Kövér talked about at his meeting with the President of the European Parliament. László Kövér also said, despite all debates, the interest is not in weakening the European institutional system, but becoming a stronger Europe, which can only be built on strong nation-states. Martin Schulz also met Prime Minister Viktor Orbán in Budapest and held a lecture on the future of the European Union in Szeged. Jobbik candidate Lajos Rieg's victory in Tapolca is of historic importance. Jobbik is the power needed to change the government, said Gábor Vona, president of the radical right-wing party Jobbik, while evaluating the by-election's preliminary results. Gábor Vona emphasized, when the final results are at hand, the result may be winning this party's first individual mandate. He asked left-wing socialist party MSB and center-right Fidesz to finally accept that Jobbik is a party of the people that stands on strong-minded principles, or rather, a radical program. He asked members of his own party not to celebrate just yet. At this stage, 261 is the difference of votes between Jobbik and Fidesz-KDNP in the tight race, with votes from abroad still to be counted. Final results shall be announced on Thursday.
Let's be happy. We can be proud of what we reached yesterday, but we have to continue the job we've started with due respect and humility. Let's continue the work we've embarked on that is becoming attractive to more and more people. What we represent is becoming a viable option for more and more. I could even say an option for a government change.
Runner-up Fidesz congratulated the winning candidate. However, incoming votes from abroad could still make the turn-in by election. László El-Simon, the State Secretary of the Prime Minister's office, said the ruling party's candidate has come second in a fair contest. In Parliament, Lajos Kósa said, the contest on Thursday was real, it was rough, and it was democratic, with 22 candidates. He added that they will continue to concentrate on the most important tasks, such as creating jobs.
We have to concentrate on the tasks that are really important, questions that affect the future of the whole country, questions that need to be decided by a two-thirds majority vote in Parliament, ones that we had to prepare for with the five parties sit down.
A Hungarian professional should be the next president of the World Water Committee, suggested János Áder while on an official visit in South Korea at this year's World Water Forum. The president said Hungary has plenty of experience in handling water management issues. The whole world could profit from Hungarian World Water Committee president, he added.
Hungarian President János Áder met with Benedito Braga, president of the World Water Council, hosting the 7th World Water Forum. After the 30-minute meeting, János Áder said that they agreed with the head of the organization that political decision-makers should not only see problems in water crises, but also possibilities in business and economy. For Hungary, it's our accumulated knowledge, our gathered experience that grants us serious business possibilities. Our country has developed new wastewater treatment methods that we warmly recommend for other countries, and with good odds because the techniques are state-of-the-art, said the president. At the conference, János Áder suggested András Szőlősi Nagy as the organization's next president. After the conference, the professor said, Hungary has about 200 years' experience in water management. We only have to mention regulation of the river Tisa or the successful flood defense in the past. He added that another advantage of Hungary is that its president is devoted to solving water-related problems. Hungary is water politically, water diplomatically, if I might say, in a situation that can be utilized favorably for Hungary, for the European Union, and even globally, said András Nagy Szőlősi. János Áder also met members of the Hungarian-Korean Friendship Society during his trip in South Korea. At the Hungarian undergraduate program of the Hankook University of Foreign Studies, more than 800 students graduated in the past few years. Many of them since work at the South Korean companies operating in Hungary.
Financial aid will once again be sent to Hungarians in Subcarpathia. The government is supporting families living in tough conditions in Ukraine. The money will be sent to preschool children, teachers, and priests. The president of the Subcarpathian Hungarian Cultural Association says the situation is grave. Retired pensions and salaries are worth less and less, while more and more young men are being notified to enlist in the army.
The situation in Ukraine in Subcarpathia requires help from Hungary, said Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Kossuth Radio on Friday. The Hungarian government ensures assistance to the Hungarians because inflation is so high in Ukraine that it makes people's work completely worthless. Zsolt Semjén, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister in charge of Nation Policy, announced on Monday the earmarking of more than 650 million forints, or about 2 million euros, for the cause. It is of key importance that we help Hungarian teachers working there. The government has set aside 458 million forints to top up the salary of almost 2,000 teachers, said the Deputy Prime Minister. Almost half a million euros will be sent to make sure preschools can provide meals for children, and about 150,000 euros will be sent to support the work of priests. Árpád Potápi, Secretary of State for National Policy, called attention to using the sister city system when a Hungarian town adopts a Subcarpathian village to possibly double the amount sent to Hungarians living there. I will contact each and every mayor with a letter, asking the mayor and city council members for their support in helping Subcarpathian villages, said the state secretary. The president of the Subcarpathian Hungarian Cultural Association said, "The locals are going through an extremely difficult time. Along with the unstable military situation, the economic crisis also causes difficulties, so residents welcome the solidarity and the help of the motherland." We Subcarpathian Hungarians know that we aren't alone and that we can count on the Hungarian government and its citizens. We want to stay in Subcarpathia and get through this time together as the Subcarpathian Hungarian community, and we hope that this military situation and crisis come to an end as soon as possible, said László Brenzovic. The government says that the financial support will help more than 10,000 people, including teachers, pastors, and children.
That was all for today from the team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.